Is it really important to get all the hard work done this week as before you go out to that circus that's waiting for you out in Minnesota?
It's really important to get all the work done. I wouldn't say done. I say we got to work hard this week because there's a lot of work to be done. So we're going to work hard this week. We're going to work hard next week because we want to be as prepared and ready to go as possible.
Now, usually on Friday, a normal week, you're done with practice and Saturday's the walkthrough and everything. Where are you in the practice? Are you 50%? Do you know?
I don't know. They haven't told us. we're going in. We're going to practice and do what we're told, and that is what it is. I mean, I wish I could say it was a regular week, but it's not. So we're taking every day, getting better, you know, whatever we can do.
Is it fair to say there's a lot more work to be done? You're not at the end?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think that we've pushed it as hard as we can. We've done as much as we can each day, and we have more to do.
The drive to succeed can come from a lot of places, from family, friends, faith, your coach, your pride. Where would you say you get yours from?
My drive to succeed? I've always had an innate competitiveness. And I also think that I always want to do the best that I can with what I've been given. And I think I've been given a whole lot. And I think this team is very fortunate to be in the situation that we're in. And I think that it's our duty and our privilege to get to play as hard as we can and be the best that we can.
Nate, this team has had some incredible fourth quarter comeback wins. What makes this team such a great fourth quarter team? Where does that come from? Where does the stamina come from?
Well, we work incredibly hard. We're in good condition. We are a focus group. We are pushed in tough competitive situations on a daily basis. So when it comes up, we try to be as prepared as we can be for those situations.
What about the hills back there?
The hills.
Is that part of it?
Yeah. Well, the hills is definitely mental, and we get some conditioning out of it, so I think that's part of it.
Does it help having been there before? Do you go into it any more relaxed, or is it kind of nerve-wracking every time anyway?
Well, you don't want to take anything for granted, because just because you've been there before doesn't mean you're going to do it well in the future. So I don't think about that too often. I think about how I need to perform going forward.
I mean, these Super Bowls, there always seems to be a big play. Julian, the catch last time. Malcolm, the interception. Do you think that's just, you know, right place, right time for a guy, or is it something? I don't know, the lineman doesn't always get that opportunity, but, you know, do you hope for that chance?
Do you hope for that chance?
It'd be the big play in a big moment.
Well, it wouldn't be a big play if he wouldn't have made it. So I guess in hindsight we can say that, but going into it, you don't know what that play is going to be, so you just do every play as best that you can.
Do you think there's any players that come to mind on this team that are ripe for the moment?
That's crazy to say, because it could be anyone.
Nate, do you like getting inside the bubble, getting out of the cold for a day?
You know, the cold hadn't affected me. You know, actually, I was thinking yesterday while we're going through, the wind was whipping up. It was like, hey, this is like a ski day. We're just having fun out here. But it doesn't matter what the conditions are. We're just out there working, trying to get better.
Guys prepare the same, just another game, but with the Super Bowl, it is a little different. Longer breaks, a longer halftime break as well. What do you say to some of the guys who have never been there before to prepare for those types of things?
It is different. I think I don't need to say anything. I think the coaches do a great job of preparing us for those differences. So I keep my mouth shut and just do what I'm supposed to do.
Nate, your team has battled through so much adversity this season, and you guys still were able to make it to the Super Bowl. What does that say about this team?
Well, I think that's the NFL. I think if you're going to be in this situation, as the Eagles have, you have to overcome some things that happen to you during the course of the season.
How different is this defense that you're going to face with Fletcher Cox and the four that they bring in, Chris Long, than you've seen this season?
Well, they're exceptional up front. Those guys are really good players. They play really hard. They have a great scheme. They come after you every play, for sure.
You've got a great team medical staff, but some of the players have particular ways they manage pain. And there's the length that we've seen Tom and his, you know, Tom versus time. You've got guys who have acupuncture and things. Do you have anything that you use to manage pain and extend your career?
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you know if you're going to extend your career or not? That's kind of predicting.
Well, but I mean, these
predicting.
Are things that Tom has done and other people have done to get their body to respond as, you know, get as much as you can on it.
Yeah, well, we do. We all work as hard as we can, you know, in the training room and with our massage, with our even mentally. There's a lot of things you can do. Your breathing, your sleep, your nutrition. You do everything you can to do
it. You don't have any of the particular tricks that, techniques that, like I said, acupuncture, things that are outside the typical regimen.
I've tried a lot of things. You only have so much time in a week, so you do as much as you can with the time that you've been given. You know, like I said, I think it's just a matter of time. I don't think that I've found anything that's like, oh, that's a waste of time. I just think there's some things that are priorities more important. So through the course of the week, it's just having your body as healthy as you can be.
Nate, how much of an inspiration is your family to you?
That's a big one. I carry them with me wherever I go. They're always there. So I think that is a big inspiration. I think that it's a great perspective, too, because they love you no matter what, and you can go out there and play free and have some fun.
When it comes to mentors, who would you say was the biggest influencer in your life to get to where you are today as an athlete?
As an athlete? The first one that comes to my mind is my high school coach. His name is Bob Markin. And to this day, he texts me, he encourages me, and as an athlete, he's been wonderful, and as a person, he's taught me a lot.
Is he still coaching?
He's kind of like some of the coaches around here. They can't ever give it up, so they just love the game. It's part of their DNA, so he's involved with it still.
What did he say about you going to the Super Bowl again?
What did he say? you know, when I was in high school, he used to say, Nate, you're going to be an All-American one day. Which I thought was a crazy thing, but I ended up being an All-American. So he's always been very much of an encourager. And whenever I bring a complaint to him, you know, hey, this coach has been hard on me. He's like, yeah, but did you need it? Did it make you better? I'm like, you're right, coach. It really did. So he's always helped me through.
Nate, the Eagles coach is telling his players to they've really got to focus on themselves and not focus on you. You think this team has been, you know, having this dynasty for almost two decades now. Do you think there's any mystique or psychological thing that other teams have? I know you haven't played against the Pats, but do you think, is there any kind of a special Patriots mystique other teams have?
Yeah, no, there might be. I don't know. Like you said, I've never played against them. I don't know.
Are your days longer now leading up to the Super Bowl, or are they about as long as they usually are during a regular season game?
We've been putting in some long days, for sure. I don't know.
You were talking about coaches, and, you know, who have coached for a long time. One of them is Coach Scarnecchia.
Yeah.
Just how has he sort of impacted your career?
I don't want to sound cheesy, but I think that he's really been a huge part of the way that I play now. I really appreciate everything, all the work that he's put into it, the work that we're putting into it. The guy never backs down. The guy never takes a day off. He's always helping us to improve, and he's a huge part of what we do today.
On the sideline, you know, during a game, does he have like a calming presence to him? Like, what helps? how would you describe just, you know, how he leads you?
I think he's pretty good at pushing the buttons that need to be pushed, and sometimes that's not pushing any buttons, and sometimes that's really putting the gas down, and he does a good job at that. It's not always easy in the moment. You kind of want to not listen, but when you do listen, it helps you and you can improve.
And then specific to where he is at this point in his life, like, does it ever open your eyes just to see him like running, like whatever they are, the gassers before practice? I mean,
yeah.
Like, and does he show any signs to you of like his age or slowing down?
Yeah, no, but I think that's definitely a goal to be achieved for myself. I would love to be that healthy and that energetic at that age.
Not to denigrate anyone else, but were you happy to see Dante return after his brief retirement there?
You know, I really, really appreciate everything that Dante's helped me with, and so when he came back, I was glad to see that.
Nate, what's the relationship that you guys on the offensive line have with Tom Brady? And the only reason I'm asking is because there's been commercials that have been a long, long time ago, before you were here, where Tom was, like, sitting at a table and the offensive line was there to make sure that, you know, you handed the check to him correctly.
Yeah.
Is there a situation where you guys have that protection mentality around him?
I would love to have another commercial like that. you know what? It's like he's like a brother to us. I mean, we do everything we can to protect that guy, to do best we can by him. We all love him. We all have a personal relationship with him. So all commercials aside, I we love him and we do everything we can for him.
How long is the mullet staying around?
How long is the mullet staying?
Yeah.
I don't know. To be continued.
What's your opinion on the other stuff about a Super Bowl trip? The ancillary stuff, the press availabilities and media day or whatever? You
what's my opinion of it?
Yeah.
It's a little exhausting.
You can live without the women in the wedding dresses and the
celebrity. Some of the silly stuff that goes on. I guess I don't think too much about it. I try to get it done the best that I can.
What will it be like seeing LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long on the other sideline in this huge game? Just teammates last year.
They're good players, too. They're going to make it hard on us. It's not just them, because every week there's somebody you know and somebody you care about on the other side. And in this business, it doesn't matter. You just it's us or them, so we do what we do.
Final question, guys? All set?
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.